Beloved radio friends, we welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus to the broadcast today. We come to one of the most outstanding scriptures and stories that are found in the Old Testament in the life of Abraham as we continue in the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. We would read today the scripture beginning at verse 4 and reading down through the 8th verse, where we find the record declaring, "Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together." May God the Holy Spirit sanctify the reading of these words and minister to the hearts of all of us the blessing that they contain for our mutual edification and even our eternal welfare. What a priceless story this is, of which we would again be reminded that in reference to this scene, the Lord Jesus in John chapter 8 and verse 56 made reference to Abraham when speaking to the Jews of his day. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." We have no hesitancy in believing the fact that the faith of Abraham looked forward to a scene that would be of a greater sacrifice than that which God had called him to make in offering up Isaac. When another father, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, would offer up his only son upon the sacrificial altar of Calvary. Oh, my beloved, let us look beyond the earthly scene that is being enacted in our chapter in Genesis and recognize with the eyes of faith that Abraham possessed that he looked forward to a greater sacrifice when the Father above would give his only son upon the tree on Calvary's hill. The story reveals that upon traveling 3 days, by divine instinct and revelation, Abraham saw the place of sacrifice afar off. Then speaking to the young men who were accompanying him, he said, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship." Let us take the depth of meaning that the words imply. Abraham was deeply conscious that he was going to perform an act of devotion, an act of worship, an act of surrender to the living God whom he knew and whom he loved. For God had brought him along the path of faith to this time when God was thus testing him as to the obedience, as to the affection, as to the full surrender of his heart. For very literally, in the words of the wise man in the book of Proverbs, what God was saying to Abraham was this: "My son, give me thine heart." For God was asking him to surrender the dearest possession that was his only son, Isaac. We must all be familiar, and we are if we follow the story, of the great miracles that brought Isaac to be the son of Abraham and Sarah. And we realize the value that Isaac was to the hearts of Abraham, his father. that every promises of God were all centered upon and in that son of Islam, Isaac, his only son. But now God requests that he be offered up in sacrifice. And Abraham seeks to obey promptly with alacrity in complete submission. If that is the will of God, I'll give him my only son and sacrifice him upon the altar. But I wish you to note something at the end of verse 6, 5 rather. Please note carefully what he says to the young men. After telling I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. Come again to you. We're told in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, chapter 4, that in figure Isaac died. We know from the earthly story God spared Isaac. But just the same, the action of Abraham was sufficient for God to realize that he had been willing to sacrifice his son. And in figure, surely he did. But also, there was a faith in Abraham's heart to believe. And as the apostle declares in the book of the Romans, that God was able to give him back, even from among the dead. If the promises that God had made to Abraham, all invested in Isaac, were to be fulfilled, then if Isaac died, then the God who had given him in the first place to him must return him back from among the dead. But we have in the story that wonderful nobility of faith that believed God was able to do such a thing. And as they journey on, we find Abraham taking the wood and he binds it upon Isaac, his son. And he takes the fire in his hand with the knife and both of them go together. Beloved, we see in Isaac an obedient son and the wood for the offering being bound upon his back, submissively yielded to the will of his father. Isaac thus goes along with his father to the place of sacrifice. Oh, do we not see the great story of the gospel? That which Abraham saw by faith coming afar off, when another father in heaven above wended his way to the cross of Calvary with his beloved son, from that heavenly glory to the path that led to the cross, both the father and the son went together. Upon that obedient son, the father in heaven placed the responsibility to do his will. And we read in Hebrews chapter 10, that as the Son was coming into the world, he said to the Father, "Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." And my beloved, that is seeing the obedience of Isaac, the greater obedience in the blessed Son of God, when he came to the earth to die upon the cross of sin and shame to save you and to save me. And they went both of them together. And thus as they went their way, Isaac said, "Father, here is the fire and the wood and the knife, but where is the land?" And Abraham answers such wonderful words in verse 8, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." And so they went both of them together. Abraham completely trusted the living God to make provision. And confidently, in the words of his father, Isaac goes mutually along in submission and obedience. But what words were these? We repeat again, we want to impress our listeners with the fact that in the words of the Lord Jesus, which we have quoted again and again from John 8 and verse 56, the Savior looked back upon this scene of 1800 years before and confessed to the Jews of his day, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad." For we have no doubt that Abraham by faith saw the coming into this world of the Lamb of God to die upon the gibbet of Calvary's cross. John the Baptist so properly extolled the Lord Jesus as he saw him walking, saying in John 1 in verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." My beloved, let me state again, in a far greater manner, in a far greater sacrifice, the Father in heaven above, the Son from that heavenly home above, traveled together, doing all that was needful from the manger to the cross to prove their willingness to save you and to save me at the place called Calvary. My beloved friend, the Father in heaven knew the pain that it must have been, the sacrifice that he was asking of Abraham, saying, as we have suggested in the words of the wise proverb, "My son, give me thine heart." Oh, what a question it was, and what a request when God demanded the only son that Abraham had. But what obedience of faith. Please, may we say, I hope you realize it. The path of faith which Abraham had trod now reaches the pinnacle of its obedience to the delight of the heart of God, and to the honor and to the glory of even Abraham, his servant. Oh, that you and I might surely realize, God not only demands our best, but he deserves it. And it will be to his glory and our blessing to give it to him. Father, bless the truth we've covered today in the Savior's name to every heart for eternal glory. Amen.